Well, God is sovereign over all things, isn't he? Over all things, big and small. And many times in life, if something changes, especially if it's for the positive, we take all the credit for it, don't we? Even though it's God, if it changes and something good happens, we say, oh, that was because of me. That was because I did it. I was prepared just because I'm so talented, because I'm so awesome. Well, take this story, which, by the way, is not real, so if you start becoming alarmed at the beginning, I don't think this actually happened, to my knowledge. But a man was once planning to commit suicide, and he's a very thorough man, very thorough at planning everything. And so he planned that he would set himself on fire, shoot himself, and hang himself from a bridge all at once. And so he decided he was going to do this, and so he climbs up there and he sets himself on fire. He fires the gun, but the flames make a misfire. So it hits the rope, he falls off into the water, extinguishing the flames. And he swims to shore. And people witnessing this rush to the shore to find out if he's okay, to find out what in the world he's doing, to get this guy some help. And he climbs out of the water, and the first thing he says is, it's sure a good thing I'm a great swimmer. I may have drowned and never come out of this thing. And that's a situation where God clearly didn't want this man to pass away, and he survived, and he takes all the credit for it, that it's because of him, because of his ability, because of his own power that he was saved. And we tend to do that as well. We tend to forget God's sovereignty, that he is completely in control of our lives. We make plans for our lives. We make goals, and that's not a bad thing. It's not bad to set goals and plans, but we pursue those things with our strength and our passion, and yet God is completely sovereign. If God doesn't want us to accomplish our goals, we're not going to make it there. If he does, then we're going to make it there. And so in this sermon, we're going to see God's sovereignty, and I want to make it clear at the outset, I'm not preaching against setting goals and planning, but our attitude when we set goals and we plan is what we need to keep in check. Because we can plan all we want, but God controls the destinies that we have. He controls even the opportunities we have to pursue what we're trying to pursue. He provides the opportunities to have the jobs that we have, the ability to work. All of these things, God has complete control over those things. And he alone determines what happens, the ultimate outcome. So today we're going to see what attitude we should have regarding the future course of our lives. We're going to be continuing in James. If you'll turn with me to James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. We'll read those shortly. We have 3 points today. First, we'll see how things appear from our point of view. Then we'll see how things really work. And then how that reality check shapes what we need to do. And so if you have your sermon insert outlines, you'll see those. You'll see the 3 main points. So let's go ahead and read our passage before we get into it, and I'll just read it all at once. It'll be on the screens behind me, James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. He says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." So our first point for today is this, is that from our perspective, we feel like we make our own destinies. We feel like we're in complete control. We're in control of the boat. We know what we're doing. We either sink or swim on our own ability, our own power. We're like those in verse 13 who say, today or tomorrow we go into such and such a town and spend a year there and make a profit. We've got these plans. We've got these goals. We know if we follow it step by step, we're going to reach those goals. Everything is going to go according to plan. And we make plans, and that's not a bad thing. I think in life, my personality is I'm a big planner. I make plans. I have trouble adapting when things go astray from those plans. So I certainly think if you live your whole life by the seat of your pants, you never plan anything, you never prepare for anything, you're going to have a lot of problems in your life that you wouldn't otherwise have. But we need to beware of thinking that we are completely in charge of everything that happens and that every outcome that comes about is because of our own ability or inability. It's fine to plan areas of our lives and stride towards those goals, but we need to always acknowledge God as the one in charge. We always need to make room for God's change of direction, which happens a lot. We may control the boat, but we don't control the sea that ultimately controls where the boat goes, right? We have some measure of control of our lives, but God is ultimately sovereign. Now, it'd be nice in our lives to have our own little headset, you know, kind of like in the NFL, how certain people have the headsets for making plays, and you have the people upstairs saying what's going on, what plays to have, and then you kind of know how to plan and what to go from there. It'd be nice if we had a heavenly headset, and we could just talk to God and say, okay, God, I'm about to make my retirement plan here, going to make my plans for 401k and all this stuff. So what should I plan for? When's the market going to crash? When's a pandemic going to show up? When are all these things going to happen? It'd be nice if he would just respond through that headset, okay, you need to plan for this 5 years out. Watch out for this 10 years ahead. Don't put your investment in this area. Don't invest in that area. But that's not how life works, is it? A lot of things we don't know that's going to happen before it happens. I was in a doctor's office this week, and the doctor said to me, who would have thought that we would be sitting here today, and you'd have to wear a mask, and I'd have to wear a mask, and my intern would have to wear a mask, and we'd all have these restrictions? Nobody thought that. Nobody planned that. Nobody had that checked off, and they thought, okay, I'm ready for a pandemic to hit in 2020. I'm all prepared. Nobody was prepared for that. Nobody was prepared for ultimately what happened. And so God often changes the course of our lives. And you know, I had a seminary professor who had been a quarterback in the NFL. And he had a very successful collegiate career. Of course, you have to make it to the NFL. But he had been on the front of Sports Illustrated magazines and all this stuff when he was in college. And he was an early first-round draft pick. And so, of course, if you're an early first-round draft pick in the NFL, as a quarterback especially, he was supposed to be the, you know, the face of the franchise and everything else. Well, he was only in the league a few years, and then he was out. His football career ended. He was a bust because of injuries and some other factors that happened. And God changed the complete course of his life. And if I remember the story right, a football buddy that he had from one of his teams ultimately led him to the Lord and persuaded him to go to seminary, which he did. And of all things, now he's an Old Testament professor in seminary, knowing all these ancient languages and everything else. And he doesn't look back on his football career with bitterness and thinking, oh, well, God didn't protect me from this injury, so my life, I'm on second best path. No, he knew that God wanted him on that path to be ministering and serving the Lord as a seminary professor. And he's happy with that. That's where he knows God wants him to be. And he was flexible enough to adapt well when God changed the course of his life. And so we need to be aware of that as well and be willing to shift if God changes the course of our lives. Now, there's also some people who it's not a surprise when God wants them to do something. They know certain things that God wants them to do. Maybe God's calling them into a certain area of ministry or calling them to do something different with their finances. They know full well what God would have them do. And yet they're resisting God's plan for their life because it's not their plan. They have life all planned out. They know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, what they'd like to happen. And then they know what God would have them do. It's kind of a case of Jonah, right? Jonah knew exactly what God wanted him to do, but he didn't want to do it. So he went the opposite direction, right? He decided he's going to do what he's going to do, regardless of what God would have him do. And of course, that didn't end well for Jonah, did it? And so there are people out there like that who know, and sometimes that's all of us, we know exactly what God would have us do, and yet it's not according to our plan. It's not how we drew it up. And so we are going to go the opposite direction. And that never ends well for anybody. And so from our perspective of life, it looks like we are in control. We plan what we want many times, and God allows us to achieve our goals sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. The reality is that God is in control. God's in control. God's in control of our whole lives. We are not in complete control of our lives as much as we would like to say that we are, as much as we are taught the American dream from the time we're little, where if you work hard enough, you set your goals, you'll just be as prosperous as you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. And the reality is, that might be true for some people, but it's not always the truth for everybody. There's a lot of people that want to grow up to be sports stars. Maybe you've got scholarships to go to college, and then all of a sudden a sports injury happens, and God has changed the direction of your life. Or maybe you're planning that your business is going to make X amount of money in the future, and then something happens, unforeseen, like a pandemic or something that happens that changes all of those plans. We are not in complete control. You know, tomorrow is Monday, July 13th. And maybe on a Monday, you know exactly what you normally do on a Monday. You've got a routine. Your alarm is set. You're going to wake up at a certain time. You may even know exactly what you're going to do tomorrow at your job. You've got the exact task in mind. You know how it's going to go. You know how long it's going to take you. You've got your normal Monday routine. And it may well be that things go exactly as you plan it. You wake up and you have breakfast and you go to work and you do what you're planning doing. You come home at the time that you expect. Or it could be that things go differently. It could be a minor thing. It could be that you wake up in the morning and you usually have your morning bowl of Cheerios, your cereal, and then you find out that somebody forgot to go to the store and get Cheerios. No cereal for breakfast on Monday. Minor thing like that. Or it could be something more severe, couldn't it? Could be you get in a car accident on the way to work. Or it could be that a storm blows through and knocks out power and blows your roof away or something like that. The reality is we are not sovereign over everything and we can't plan everything with 100% certainty. Why? Because we don't control everything, do we? And because we can't control everything, we don't know what's going to happen even tomorrow. There could be something unexpected that happens that changes the entire course of our lives. A car accident, a severe illness, who knows? Could be something good, could be something bad. It's kind of like when you're reading a story. If you're reading a fictional story, you may think you know what's on the next page. And you may well know it. You may well know because you've read many westerns or whatever book it is you're reading. You kind of see the foreshadowing. You know what's going to happen and you may well be right. But you don't know for sure. Why? Because you're not in control of what's going on in that story. Now, if the author of that story were to be reading that story, they would know exactly what's going to happen on the next page. Why? Because they control everything that's going on in that story, don't they? They wrote the story. They control how the characters react. They control all the plot twists. They control everything in that little fictional world that's going on. So they know exactly what's going to happen. And it's the same thing with God. God created the whole world. He's completely sovereign. He's in control. And so he knows what's going to happen. Everything that happens, he either has to allow something to happen or he makes it happen. If there's something that he doesn't want to happen, it's not going to happen. If he wants something to happen, it's going to happen. So God is in complete control of the world, and we're not. And as hard as that is for some of us to embrace, I know sometimes when I make plans, I've got it hard and fast in stone, and I think this is the way it's going to go. It's X, Y, and Z. It's going to happen this way. We're going to have these results. And if it doesn't happen that way, I get really frustrated, and I don't react well. You can ask Crystal. I don't react well to moments where you need to be flexible after planning. But the reality is we don't control everything. Verse 14 in our passage explains that our lives are but a mist that's there for a short time and then goes away. And if you've been out early in the morning on some of these really humid days, you'll see over some of the farm fields a mist. Have you seen that? But it's not there for very long, is it? After the morning, and you're getting into the afternoon, it goes away. And Scripture says that our lives are like these mists. Now, that's not very flattering. I don't know about you, but if I think about my life and the significance, I don't really want on my tombstone, his life was but a mist, right? That's not what I want to see on my tombstone. But that's the reality of our lives. In the grand scheme of eternity, we are but a mist. We don't last very long. Our impact is only that which God allows it to be. And so we need to remember that our lives are but a mist, that God is in complete control of the world. There's much in our lives and in the world at large that we don't control. What that means for us then, our application, is that we need to humbly submit the course of our lives to God. We need to humbly submit the course of our lives to God. And the humility is key, because that's the attitude we need to have in our hearts in order to be able to submit to the Lord. You can't have submission without humility. We need to submit our lives to the Lord. We need to acknowledge that God is the one in complete control of our lives. And if we follow his leading, God will be glorified in our lives and the kingdom of God will be furthered. Every time. There's not once, if you follow what the Lord would have you do in your life, that it was just an abject failure, that God doesn't bless your work, doesn't further his own kingdom through your work. God doesn't fail. And so if we follow his leading in our lives, the kingdom of heaven will be furthered. Maybe not our goals, maybe not our own prosperity, maybe not what we want, but the kingdom of God will be furthered. Now maybe in your, if you have a business, you own your own business, or maybe the business you work for has a 5-year plan. You see things like this all the time, and so they say, okay, in 5 years, if things go according to plan, we're going to make $1 million. We'll be making $1 million a year. And that's well and good. It's good to plan. It's good to move that direction. But if God decides that company's not making $1 million, if something's going to come along and happen, like a pandemic or what have you, then that's not going to happen. And the Lord is in full control of our lives. And unfortunately, many Christians and even churches are kind of bad about this, not being flexible, not adapting to what happens, planning, even without considering the Lord. You see, I took some classes in seminary, and we studied strategic planning, is what it's called. And that's just fancy words for making a plan for your church going out. It's basically like a business plan. So make a 5-year plan. Here's your clear vision and mission statement. And this is what you're going to do the next 5 years. This is what you're about. This is how you will grow as a church, either the congregation size or financially or whatever. You're making this plan. And so we had to study this pretty in depth at the school that I went to. And the reality is, that's a good thing, but I know and have seen several churches where the pastors or the leadership, they make this plan, and even if they've considered the Lord, even if they pray for his will, they make this 5-year plan, and they start pursuing it. But if the Lord changes things, changes and it's clear that the direction of the Lord is different for the church, they don't adapt because they decide, look, we're in charge, we've made this plan, we're moving forward, this is a successful plan, we'll be blessed, we'll grow, we will, whatever their goals is, they'll meet their goals in these 5-year plans, and they don't care what direction the Lord would have them go. They become like a Jonah. They start moving at their own pace in their own direction, even if the Lord would have them go somewhere else. And so we as Christians and as a church need to make sure that we are humbly submitting the course of our lives and our goals to the Lord. It's not about us. It's not about our goal. It's not about our power. It's not about our ability. It's about the Lord. Now, how do we do this? How do we humbly submit to the Lord? It's one thing to say that, but more practically, what's that look like? Well, when you plan things in the future, this is where, or your family or the church, whatever, make sure your plans are within the will of God to the best of your ability. So the first thing is consider God's will. If it's step one, when you're making plans for the future, when you're setting goals, if you don't pray for the will of the Lord, if you don't read scripture and study in that area, then you're likely to go off the rails. You're likely to go off on your own path. You need to consider what the Lord would have you do. And then if you know what he would have you do, if scripture speaks clearly about it, if you know exactly where the Lord would have you go, you need to pursue that path. Don't be a Jonah. Don't go the opposite direction. Now, verse 17 here, I want to focus on a couple verses. Verse 16 says, verse 15 says that we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Now, it's important to say, if the Lord wills. I think that's good in our own lives because I remember the first time I heard that, somebody was talking about I was going to see him the next day, and they said, if the Lord wills, I'll see you tomorrow. And I thought that was good because it put in perspective that God is sovereign, that something could happen in the middle of the night. I wasn't expecting anything specifically dangerous or surprising to happen that night, but the Lord is fully in charge of what happens to get us through the night, to give us another day. But this is not about what comes out of our mouths. It's not about a command that we always need to say, if the Lord wills, when we're planning in the future, though that's good. It's about our heart, that when we're planning, when we're making any plan, when we're making any consideration for the future, we need to be saying in our heart and have the attitude, if the Lord wills. If the Lord wills, I'll be successful in this. If the Lord wills, I will carry out this plan this way. If the Lord wills, our church will grow this way, if the Lord wills. And we have that attitude where we are humbly submitting to the Lord. And then, verse 17, it says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him is sin. Now, this is, I believe, rightly applicable for anything. If If I know I need to give to something and I don't, it's sin. If I know that I need to do whatever it is, say an encouraging word to somebody and I refuse to do it, then it is sin. If I do a Jonah, I know the Lord has a ministry for me to do and I don't do it, it is sin. But I think specifically in this context, it's talking about submitting our lives to the Lord, where if we know that we ought to submit our lives to the sovereign rule of God and we have our own plans and we are not giving those over to the Lord, we want to hold on, we want to go our own direction, and we don't do that, then it's sin. It's sin if we don't recognize the sovereignty of God. We're making plans. If we say, I'm in charge of my life, I'm in control of what happens, it's all about me, it's all about my power, it's all about my ability, then that is sin. It's not good. Now, the second thing we have to do, besides considering the will of the Lord when we're planning, is we need to hold our plans loosely. So certainly move towards your goals. Again, goal setting is not bad. Hard work is not bad. Doing everything you can to achieve your goals is not bad, but hold the plans loosely. And this is where I struggle probably the most, is if you plan for the future and then God changes it through whatever have you, catastrophe, blessing, just certain things change, details about your plans. We need to be willing to hold that loosely and be flexible and move where the Lord leads us. And so I kind of like the boat analogy. If we're in control of the boat, we can control what direction our boat is moving, the boat of our lives, and God changes the current of the sea, and suddenly we're moving a different direction, or the conditions are different, suddenly we've got huge waves or something like that, then we need to be flexible to change the course of our lives. Otherwise, we're going to sink. We're going to be taken on water. We're going to have problems, right? We're going to have a Jonah-type situation, probably not literally, where you get eaten by a whale, right? I hope not, but where something's going to change. And it's not going to be comfortable for us if we're resisting the will of the Lord. So we need to be flexible enough in our planning where we can factor in the sovereign will of God, that if he changes things, we change as well, that we're not inflexible and we think, no, I'm going to do this no matter what the Lord wants me to do. So what we need to do is we need to have an attitude of humility, remembering that God is sovereign and that we are not. We may feel like we make our own destinies, and we may be indeed in control of many things in our lives, but God is the one who is ultimately in control of the future, not us. God is completely sovereign, and because of that, we need to humbly submit the course of our lives to God. If we don't, because of pride, that's sin. If we want to hold on to our lives and we want the blessings of the Lord, the blessings of being a Christian, but we don't want to submit what we do with our lives, we don't want to submit how we use our money, we don't want to submit what we do with our time, then that is sin. We're not yielding to the sovereign will of God. And as followers of God, we need to make sure that we pursue and carry out God's will whenever possible, whether it's something we've planned for, that we've accounted for, whether it's something that is changed, and now suddenly we have to go a different direction to follow the will of the Lord. Let's close in prayer.